This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Okay, it's Lifestyle Friday today. So it means we get to hang out with, you know, some of our favorite sports people on the podium. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what Kyokushin is?
Kyokushin?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Chinese word.
Okay, today we are going to get to know a man who doesn't only participate in this sport. It's a sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport. So we are talking to someone who participates in this sport, and not only participating, but he's a champion. And it's also what they refer to as sensei. So I get a sensei. You can take a wild guess or which territory are we in? Hey, sensei, do you get it, Mr. Jones? Or do you see where we are going?
Sensei is about a good teacher. Is a teacher, I think.
You are too deep for me. I don't even know what sensei means, but I know sensei, it's associated with karate, Mr. Jones.
The only thing that I know is sensei is a teacher. What karate?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's a karate teacher, I think, yeah.
Okay. No, anyway.
I stand to be corrected, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we are joined on the line by karate champion Sensei Peter. Good morning, Sensei.
Oh, sir, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
We are good. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. And just want to make sure that we are pronouncing the sport in the right way. How do you say it?
Sensei.
The sport,
Kyokushinkan. Kyokushinkan.
Oh, Kyokushinkan.
Kan.
Hosh.
So, did you say hosh? Tell me. Kyokushinkan, how different is it from karate?
Now, Kyokushinkan is karate. It's a full-time organization, full-contact organization. Like, we have different kind of styles, like karate, where there's thin contact, non-contact. I forgot the other ones.
Mm.
Aikido. But this one is
taekwondo?
A full contact.
Taekwondo, yeah.
Taekwondo, uh-huh. Yes.
Mm.
And then this one is a full contact karate style, where when you engage in a fighting, you are punching and kicking each other, like, physically.
Yo.
Hitting each other. There is, of course, rules and conditions, but we are punching and kicking hard, and the aim being to win and to prove or showcase our skills during the tournament or during the fight.
Sure. Okay. We are so excited to get to know more about you and to get to know more about this particular sport. We'll continue our conversation after this break.
All right. On the podium today, we're hanging out with Sensei Peter, karate champion.
Mr. Jones, before we continue with Sensei Peter, there's a message we received. And who is this message from? Ari, Lena, le pronounce sport se wika se pedi, Mpoli Jones. Ke hopela gore o romele voice note.
Yeah, romela voice note.
Of how to correctly pronounce. We romele, no. Some are no rekwe. Because Sensei Peter just told us how to pronounce it. When I romela your version.
All right. So, Sensei Peter, for someone, I mean, meeting you for the first time, who's Sensei Peter beyond the karate uniform?
Sensei Peter is just a guy from Seshego, born and bred from Seshego, started training karate around the 90s, and then have been training for a while. We have a dojo for Seshego, we have a dojo in Polokwane. I'm a father, I'm a husband, yeah, I work for my family, and I'm just a normal person around if I'm not doing karate.
Sensei, what's a dojo?
A dojo is a place where we train karate. It's like a hall or a venue where we train karate.
Oh, like Jones is here trying to whisper to me. His mic is on. Just quiet, Mr. Jones. One more serious. So, Sensei, I mean, for you, you say you've been doing this since the 90s, right? What attracted you to karate? And the 90s, Seshego, karate, how did that happen? When did you realize to say, this is a sport that is for me and I'm going to pursue it?
I was always interested in physical fitness. So I did running during that time when I was a child. And I couldn't focus on any activity except I wanted to drain my energy. So I saw some guys say, ask them what's happening, because they were wearing karate suit. And then the next thing, my father brought me a book, a manual of judo. Mm. And then when I inquired with the guys, so where are they training, they told me, go and say, from Mohano. And then I went. The excitement of being in a dojo with too many people wearing karate suit and just loudness, sweat, hectic training. And then I fell in love with it from that stage onwards. Even when I was growing up, I did many sporting activities, but I found or karate is the one sporting activity that can exercise the full body muscles from the hands, body going downwards. So you don't even need to lift in order to be fit. You can train the whole body by just exercising, doing karate techniques.
But Sensei, what has karate taught you about life? Maybe something that you could never have learned outside the dojo.
You learn to be humble and respect and understand that as people we are different, and you should not judge a book by its cover, because you'll be surprised. You're not supposed to fight or start a fight to go strutting. You're supposed to defend yourself while if a situation comes to that, using karate. So you learn to defend yourself, and you learn to know how to fight your way out. But unfortunately, after starting karate, I never had street fights like I used to before. I used to just fight with guys because we are boys. But after starting karate, I was never confronted with a situation where I should fight my way out, except go a tournament. You're attending a tournament, you have to fight an opponent. That's the only place.
But
also, I'm listening to you, and you said, unfortunately. But this tells me something.
Unfortunately. I'll say unfortunately, because by then you wish, when you leave the dojo, you're still full of energy. You wish somebody could just confront you and approach you and try to do something. But they just pass by. In the past.
It's always the case. Like, in the karate movies, they always tell you, or you mustn't fight for the ego and everything. You see, Miyagi-san, Miyagi would say to the karate kid, or you don't do that. But tell me, the sensei title, is it the equivalent, maybe not the equivalent, but is it like your, when someone's like a doctor or something, is it something we have to address you with because of the level at which you are? So, sure, but sensei, is it like a title that always goes with your name?
It is a title. A sensei is a dojo instructor or a karate instructor. There is another title called senpai. Senpai is a junior instructor. So when you grow up the ranks, when you start karate, you start with a white belt. And then during training, they observe, and then you go through some tests every now and again, changing belts. Changing belts meaning or changing ranks. So at some point you reach a rank of a senpai. That's the first rank where you gain a title. It's from a brown belt until second then black belt. But when you get to third then black belt, that's when they start calling you a sensei. And then you continue with being a sensei until fourth then black belt.
Sure.
Once you reach five stripes, you're a Shihan.
Oof, okay. That sounds very extensive. It really does extensive. And unfortunately, we are out of time on our side. So we're going to have to park our conversation. But thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for the opportunity. And I hope you come to our tournament on Saturday to learn more about karate.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.